Making the transition from high school to college is often a challenging experience. Having to care for a baby while doing it can make the task seem impossible. But Cheryl Mosee is seeing more young single moms meeting that challenge and succeeding. In her book, Professor, May I Bring My Baby to Class? She explains why and how many student mothers do that. Mosee was raised by a single mother who was forced to give up her dream of going to college.
My mom was a teenage mother at the age of 16 with my older brother. She worked really hard while she was in high school to go to college. She was accepted at Penn State University in Pennsylvania. And when she showed that letter to her mother, my grandmother looked at her and said, "You're not going anywhere. Your college education is standing right in front of you," talking about my brother.
And it wasn't easy for a young single mother with only a high school education to provide for her family.
It was just a struggle. I mean, she just didn't have the financial means to care for us. We were always trying to make it. Health care was an issue, buying food, the basic needs to care for her children.
One of the lessons Mosee learned early on was the value of an education. She went to college and earned a master's degree in electrical engineering. 3 days after graduation, she gave birth to her first child. But when her stepdaughter became pregnant during her first year of college, the overwhelming impact of teen pregnancy on students really hit home for Mosee.
For years, there was a decline in teen pregnancy, I believe, between 1991 and about 2005. And then in 2006, there was this sharp increase. And so there's almost about half a million teen mothers that become pregnant in the United States. And statistics tell us that less than half, about 40%, will graduate high school. And so when you think about that, I mean, without an education, they're unable to care for their family.
Mosee helped her stepdaughter complete her education, and she made it her mission to help other teen mothers stay in school, graduate, and pursue their college dream. In 1998, she created Family Care Solutions, a nonprofit that helps low-income single women pay for childcare so they can attend school. In her new book, Professor, May I Bring My Baby to Class?, she recounts real-life stories of young women who've been able to succeed as single mothers and full-time college students.
There's one young mother who became pregnant at the age of 14. Her mother was a teenage mother as well as her grandmother. So you can see the cycle of teen pregnancy. But she was a bright young lady, and when she was ready to graduate high school, she got a scholarship to go to the local university. Graduated within 3 years. We helped her pay for the child care while she was in school, and she decided that she wanted to go to law school. And she went to law school after graduating. That's just one example of many of the stories in the book.
Talia Barrows is another example. The 32-year-old mother of two is a dance teacher who graduated from Temple University.
It was a complete balancing act that sometimes I had to prioritize family over schoolwork without falling behind, but I somehow did it.
Barrows didn't have family support to help her through her challenging college years, so she found help in other places.
I relied a lot on school loans, and I did receive a scholarship from Family Care Solutions, which helped me tremendously. It paid for my daughter's daycare expenses. I did have other challenges because my daughter does have cerebral palsy and epilepsy. You know, you definitely will need a lot more child care, I think, than most parents or most mothers, or maybe the same amount, but it's definitely a necessity since there's not someone else there to help you with your kids. Fraternities and sororities on campus do have toy drives for mothers like me, so for a couple years I was very grateful to receive toys for my kids for Christmas.
Tiffany Stevens was 19 when she got pregnant, but instead of taking her son to college with her, she left him with her mother in Philadelphia.
I was in Richmond, Virginia, and my son was about 250 miles away in Philadelphia with my mom. For me, I felt like it was even more difficult because I dealt with the guilt of missing my child, having him so far away, and then always trying to get home on the weekends to see him, as well as keeping up with school and remaining active.
Stevens graduated from the University of Richmond and now works as an eighth grade teacher. 23-year-old De'Asia Davis graduated from Ohio State University last summer with a degree in sociology. She was already in college when she got pregnant with her daughter, Arika, who's now 2 years old. Davis says childcare was the major issue for all student moms she met on campus.
I was a part of a group called Access Collaborative, and Access actually helped us with childcare. Like, there were about 50 of us. We had weekly meetings and discussed different things, you know, that we would need for our children, maybe like life insurance or child support, different things like that. So that was definitely helpful.
Getting her college degree, Davis says, made her struggle worthwhile, and she feels proud that she was able to do it.
Sometimes you can feel defeated when you have to study for a test or your baby's crying or something else is going on. And a couple of times I did have to email my professor and, you know, say, hey, can I bring my daughter to class? I think one time I had a midterm or something coming up and I really, really, really needed to be in class to study for that. My professor was fine with it. You know, we just sat in the back of the class. She had snacks. She was actually pretty quiet. I mean, I thought she would be talking and, you know, making noise and things like that, but she was fine.
Cheryl Mosey says for the young women in her book, their children provided the motivation for them to struggle and succeed. With more colleges and universities across the country now offering different childcare programs on campus, she hopes other teen mothers out there are getting the message. Having a baby is no excuse to quit school. Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.